The Michigan Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans will meet on the football field tomorrow for the 113th time. The teams will play at a nearly empty Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor in a game like no other in their rivalry. Kickoff is at noon. Joining me now for a preview is Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
Let's start outside of Michigan for a bit, John. Big Ten football got through week one under its new COVID-19 rules, but week two's already down a game. New COVID cases on the Wisconsin team forced the cancellation of the Badgers game with Nebraska. So even with a delayed start and all the extra planning, the Big Ten is already seeing some of the problems that we've seen in other conferences.
Which is exactly what you and I predicted about 2 weeks ago. So yes, here we are. COVID does not seem to care about your football schedule. So far, no one seems to be overly endangered, so we certainly hope for their good health going forward. But it is the start of what will be a very, I think, tricky fall.
So, John, you have the serious health concerns. There are also all kinds of logistical issues. There are no postponements this year. If a game can't be played, it's just canceled. That forced the Big Ten to create special tiebreakers for the conference championship game. Are you struck the way I am that college football and many other sports are doing so much bending and twisting to make a season happen when it will eventually have an asterisk next to it in the history books?
I'm predicting right now they're not going to play nine games because the Big Ten started much later than the SEC and the ACC conferences in the South. There are no open days to make up games and so on. So right there, Nebraska and Wisconsin are at eight games, and that's only in the second week of the Big Ten season. So honestly, the champion could be 6-0. That's how few they might play.
Well, it was a tough debut for MSU coach Mel Tucker last weekend. Rutgers scored 38 points in East Lansing and beat Michigan State. Now, tomorrow, Tucker has his first game in MSU's rivalry with Michigan. In a weird season, will these rivalry games be even more high profile, if that's possible? Sort of a, hey, weird season, but at least we beat Team X?
I think you will not find on the Paul Bunyan Trophy around since 1953, given to the winner of the Michigan-Michigan State game. I guarantee you this, Doug, for all the asterisks of the season, you will not find one on the metal plate of that trophy. So whoever wins, that one counts. Trust me.
Michigan, on the other hand, had a solid opener. The Wolverines went to Minnesota and left with a 49-24 win. All eyes were on Michigan's new starting quarterback, Joe Milton. What did you see in his performance, and what will he need to work on this week?
I was struck as probably the best debut of any Michigan quarterback I can recall, because in a first game against a good team, a ranked team, playing on the road, you expect a certain number of mistakes, you know, broken plays, turnovers, and so on. Milton had none of those things. He's got a powerful arm, we knew that. Surprisingly good runner, but really good judgment. And what he has to do this week is do it again. That's the hard part.
And, John, of course, all bets are off in a rivalry game.
Well, exactly, right? And Bo Schembechler himself always said, you make the most progress from your first game to your second game. Michigan State will probably play a much better game this week than they did last week. And nobody is better historically at upsetting Michigan than Michigan State. It's not even close. So the voodoo is still in the air, trust me.
Well, for the game tomorrow in Ann Arbor, the Michigan Athletic Department has announced all the parking lots near the stadium will be closed. No tailgating allowed on campus. In parts of East Lansing, there are new restrictions reducing the amount of people that can get together outside. It's a rivalry game. It's Halloween. John, with the caveat that you are our sports analyst and not a medical professional, do you have any advice for fans tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I'm a history major, so I'm not even close. But you don't have to be a doctor to figure out, hey, masks seem to help. So my idea is masks and maybe not 25 folks, but 10. So the advice from Ingham County is good. Try to follow it.
John U. Bacon is Michigan Radio sports commentator and the author of 7 national bestsellers. The latest, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football, is out now. John, thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.